The news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, 39 containers with materials and equipment for the Mbalam Nambeba iron ore project have arrived at the Kribi port. Special church services take place nationwide as the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon celebrates its 67th anniversary. And two new players are among the 26 players selected by Coach Mark Brice for upcoming encounters of the Indomitable Lions. Good afternoon. The news today begins with World Science Day for Peace and Development, celebrated under the theme today, Youth at the Front Line. This year's event highlights the critical role of young people in using science to drive sustainable development. Hortensia Ngam reports.
The United Nations has recently designated 2024 to 2033 as the International Decade of Science for Sustainable Development, aiming to address pressing global issues like climate change, economic inequality, and resource scarcity through science and technology. This year's theme emphasizes the role of youth as key drivers of change, positioning them at the forefront of efforts to build a resilient and sustainable future. In Cameroon, young scientists and innovators are already contributing to sustainable solutions. Projects in renewable energy, digital agriculture, and community health initiatives showcase how local youth are leveraging science to solve real-world challenges. However, experts caution that these young change makers will face barriers such as limited funding and resources, which restrict their impact. By placing young people at the center of this year's celebration, the UN and other organizations aim to mobilize support and resources for youth-led scientific initiatives worldwide.
Hortensia Ngam. In a separate development, a delegation of young Cameroonians are taking part in the 2024 edition of the Youth Connect Africa Summit in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. The United Nations Women in Rwanda, headed by Cameroonian-born Janet Nkem, is spearheading the three-day event, which has gathered young leaders from Cameroon, Rwanda, Kenya, and Tanzania around policymakers and stakeholders to create sustainable pathways for the development of agri-food systems on the continent. Participants are also focusing on how to overcome the barriers young women face in tech entrepreneurship. Belinda Show presents the main thrust of Youth Connect Africa Summit this year.
The United Nations Women is backing up the Youth Connect Africa Summit this year with a goal to empower young women for a transformative future. A series of impactful events are in the lineup to sustainably foster the role of women as leaders in innovation, entrepreneurship, and sustainable development. Key stakeholders have been engaged by the UN entity to advance the agenda of gender equality, women's empowerment, and youth leadership in Africa. Cameroon is among other countries taking part in the Youth Connect event this year, and the country's delegation has participated in workshops promoting women's leadership in tech, innovation, and agriculture, and others addressing gender disparities in access to resources, networks, and opportunities for young women in business and technology. This year, Youth Connect Africa Summit is a platform for youngsters, innovators, and policymakers to engage in forward-thinking discussions on the future of Africa.
Belinda Shu and the representative of the United Nations Women in Rwanda, Cameroonian-born Janet Nkem, has praised our young compatriots for their ingenuity in tech careers and innovations while outlining key policy recommendations for improving skills development for agri-food systems across the continent of Africa. And in the following remarks selected by Belinda Shu, Janet Nkem highlights youth perspectives on how to leverage agriculture for economic development, food security, and gender quality, adding that women-led innovations can contribute to Africa's socioeconomic development. Take a listen.
Youths are a powerhouse in Africa. Agriculture is that future. agriculture contributes closely about 35% of most African GDPs, employs on an average about 70% of most of our populations. So our youths, if given that right opportunity, with the right technology that is rapidly changing the landscape of how we live and work, with the right financing, policy space, fiscal space, and mentorship, training, and skilling, youths will be able to transform our continent as aspired in the Africa Agenda 2063. So it's a pleasure for us to have supported jobs for youth through innovative skilling, and the one on jobs for youth in agri-food systems showed us that young people are up to their game, and with the right instruments in place, they are taking leadership to transforming the economies of our nations. And I was happy to have visited the Cameroonian stand and to talk to a 10-year-old girl that demonstrated to me a robotic that she had met and how that robotic could be used in various ways. I was so impressed because here in Rwanda, I am supporting young girls under a UN Women AU project called African Girls Can Code, training young girls to be programmers, coders, and entrepreneurs in the tech sector. It's really a breaking ground for girls stepping into the digital space, bridging the gender digital gap.
That was the representative of the United Nations Women in Rwanda, Cameroonian-born Janet Nkem. And more from Kigali, where some Cameroonian youths participating in the 7th edition of the Youth Connect Summit in Kigali, Rwanda, have been exhibiting their know-how to visitors, while others are participating in conferences to expand their knowledge. Meanwhile, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Munona Fotu, has been received in audience by his Rwandan counterpart, Dr. Jean Nepo Abdallah, during which he disclosed Cameroon's interest to host the 9th edition of the Youth Connect Africa Summit. Yoti Kale Lisonge reports.
An earnest desire to be host of the 2026 Youth Connect Africa Summit is expressed in this tete-a-tete between Cameroon's Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, his Rwandan peer, and the deputy representative of UNDP in Cameroon.
We really thank the team that they have joined Youth Connect in 2019. They are among the founders of Youth Connect Africa. We also exchanged on the wish of the Cameroon to host Youth Connect Africa Summit in 2026 so that young people of Africa will come to Cameroon in 2026.
The Cameroonian delegation is also present at various panel discussions. One of the preoccupying issues is to rethink the African Youth Charter, for which the president of the Cameroon National Youth Council, Fadimatu Yawa Usmanu, advances arguments, while other young African leaders are keen on entrepreneurship and access to funding.
Ian Gwit, executive director of Youth Connect Africa.
We had a very good session this morning involving the Ministry of Youth, and it was interesting because he reiterated the commitment of the government in support of the youth. It was very clear listening to him that the government, again, is very committed supporting a host of initiatives at the local level, and it's been so since 2019.
Meantime, the over 100 youngsters that make Team Cameroon receive a boost from Minister Mununa Futu with a subtle reminder for them to lead by example.
And that was Yoti Kale Lisonge, and this is CRTV News. The first supply of materials and equipment for the Mbalam Nambeba iron ore project are reportedly in 39 containers at the key of the Kribi port. An official of the Cameroon Mining Company, Patrick Choa, says they will be officially received on Monday tomorrow before they are moved to the exploitation site in Balam. Winston Lebga now highlights the stakes of the giant project that straddles the border of Cameroon and the Republic of Congo.
There are various components to this project that include the construction of a 689-kilometer railway line connecting Cameroon to Congo. Iron and steel complexes are part of the picture for the transformation of 15% of the iron produced from the various mines. This, with a weighted production of over 3 million tons of steel a year, obliging adjustments to the price of iron on the market in Cameroon and the CEMAC zone. Financial affairs experts say Cameroon stands to benefit from over 12 billion CFA francs in tax revenue, while Congo could enjoy a triple of that figure. The sustained efforts of President Paul Biya of Cameroon and Denis Sassou Nguesso of Congo are pushing the plan through, and it is projected to put the Cameroon-Congo area in the top five in the list of the world's largest iron production pools. This ambitious project is to create 20,000 jobs during its production phase.
Winston Lebga. In religion, Christians of the Presbyterian Church, Bastos congregation, have been implored to trust God's divine stewardship through the challenges of time and celebrate God's blessings, evident in the demographic growth of the church in evangelism, education and health sectors. The call was made by the parish pastor, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp Vekchai, during a special service to end week-long activities organized by the congregation to mark the 67th anniversary of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, under the theme, Blessed Assurance. Karen Kubong reports.
The celebration of the 67th Presbyterian Church Day at the PC Bastos congregation saw parishioners unite in songs to honor strides made by the church since its independence from the Basel Mission in November 1957. In his sermon, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp Versha called on Christians of PC Bastos to trust God's guardianship to better days in the Presbyterian Church.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are on a journey amidst the odds. God is leading the Presbyterian Church as a good shepherd to greener pastures. The PCC is standing on a solid rock, which is Jesus the Christ.
In an audio recording of the moderator's message played during the service, the Right Reverend Dr. Funky Samuel Foba traced his path covered at the helm of affairs in the PCC, highlighting the achievements of his mandate with a plea on Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon to look beyond his humanly flaws as he celebrates his last PC day as moderator.
Some of my administrative errors, my personal weaknesses, might have caused some of you pain. I honestly owe you an unreserved apology. I make this open appeal for forgiveness to build bridges for the way forward.
Reacting to the moderator's message, the parish pastor of PC Bastos, Reverend Jongai Polycarp, noted that despite difficult times, the church has grown in leaps and bounds.
In his mandate as moderator, the church has grown more than ever before, spiritually, demographically, and structural-wise. The future of the Presbyterian Church is in the hands of the Almighty God, and to Him be the glory.
Other activities to mark the day involved traditional displays, the cutting of the anniversary cake, and feasting.
Karen Kubung reporting. In Douala, Christians of the PC Bonamusadi have equally celebrated the PC Day with a message of assurance that God is in control of the future of mankind and the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon. The church service on the theme, Blessed Assurance, was led by the parish pastor, Reverend Kang Dennis Ntem, as Cynthia Etim reports from Douala.
A significant milestone marked by the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon since its independence from the Basel Mission in November 1957. In 67 years, the Presbyterian Church boasts of spiritual, evangelical, and infrastructural growth. Reverend Kang Dennis Tem is PC Bonamusadi Parish Pastor.
We are celebrating constitutional autonomy, spiritual maturity, infrastructural development, our numerical strength. Now we have more than 2 million Christians all over Cameroon and in the world.
Drawing inspiration from the books of Psalms 124, verse 1 to 6, and 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 18, the preacher urged Christians to be on guard against bad shepherds while reminding them of God's blessed assurance.
We'll all be on one boat so that we can be able to steal the storm of the church together.
The message from the PCC's moderator, Right Reverend Dr. Funky Samuel Foba, to the congregants, as well as joyful singing and dancing, marked the 67th PC Day.
Cynthia Etim, CL TV News, Douala.
In the South, Christians of Presbyterian Church Kribi Congregation in the Ocean Division under the East Mungo North Presbytery have been exhorted to have confidence in God's assurance as they run the Christian race. And this was during celebrations marking the 67th anniversary of the autonomy of the PCC under the Basel Mission. Irene Mantia Younger reports from CRTV Kribi.
The Presbyterian Church clocked 67. This special church service was an opportunity for the Christians of the congregation to thank God for endless blessings and sustainability throughout 67 years of autonomy from the Basel Mission. In his sermon, drawn from Psalms 124, the verses 1 to 4, the Reverend Wingo Justine enjoins the Christians to adhere to the message of the moderator of the PCC, the Right Reverend Dr. Funky Samuel Foba, whose theme was Blessed Assurance, to lay their evidence in the blessedness of God's assurance.
Moderator of the PCC, the Right Reverend Dr. Funky Samuel, who is outgoing now, catch the vision and try to see that we continue to implement it. We are also urging the Christians to collaborate with one another and preach peace and unity. In terms of education, schools were constructed in a bid to host a lot of our children who were displaced by the crisis, which is a great move by the church.
The traditional singing, dancing and cutting of the anniversary cake characterized celebrations marking the PC Day in Kribi, with the Christians taking a firm commitment to work towards the growth and prosperity of the church. Irene Mantia Younger, CRTV, Kribi.
In the Southwest, now this is politics. CPDM members and sympathizers of the Indian Force section in Bamuso have called on President Biya to be their candidates during the 2025 presidential election. They made the call in Bamuso recently during celebrations that marked President Paul Biya's 42nd anniversary in power. Details with Henry McCauley of CRTV Boya.
CPDM members and sympathizers of Indian Force section in Bamuso used the 42nd anniversary of President Biya's rise to power to celebrate the achievements of President Biya and his government in Bamuso. Amongst them, they say, is the construction of schools, health centers, and other amenities. Michael Anje is the vice president of this section.
There is no chiefdom and community that has not benefited a project or two. There is a lot of support being dished to fishermen. Schools everywhere, there is grading of roads.
Colbert Kole is subsection president of Bamuso.
Bamuso have always been one of the top subdivision, Indian division. When it comes to the special plan by head of state, President Paul Biya, the youth have benefited so much in the creation of a multipurpose youth empowerment center, which is here to empower the youth.
The event, which took place at the Bamuso Municipal Hall under the auspices of the mayor, Samuel Meme Meme, and the section president, Oromungale, ended with a march around the town of Bamuso. Henry McCauley, CRTV, Boya.
We stay in the Southwest, where sympathizers of Cameroon's leading political party, the CPDM, in Wabane subdivision in Lebialem division of the Southwest region, have pledged to remain united and stand with President Paul Biya ahead of the 2025 presidential election. And this was during activities to celebrate the 42nd anniversary of the head of state's accession to power, organized by the section president of the CPDM, Lebialem 3, who is the mayor of the locality, Nembo Ketu Israel. Details with you, Kangelion Caesar.
The people of Wabane made public their support not just for the CPDM, but also for President Paul Biya, promising to stand by his policy of unity and support him with 100% votes come 2025. Nembo Ketu Israel, CPDM Section President, Lebialem 3.
As the Secretary of Central Committee said, we should rally all as one man behind the head of state.
Amongst the key issues looked at during the celebrations, the successes of President Biya's regime, before some locals benefited from farming tools donated, the occasion was colored by traditional displays. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Boya.
We go to the West, where an association of former students of the University of Chang's Faculty of Law and Political Science have started a scholarship program that includes providing textbooks to students currently enrolled in the degree course. The benefactors, who are the 1998 batch, had an orientation session with the students, cautioning them against social media distractions while encouraging them to pursue their studies with determination. Eric Langmia Wufo tells us more.
The former students are grouped under an association called Matricule 90. They state that their vision is sharing 26 years of knowledge and experiences gathered on the field with the current students. Professor Monkam Cyril, a lecturer at the University of Boya, affirms that they want to inspire the younger ones
in the future to see how we can supervise and even help those who are behind to find their way in the future.
The Alumni Association of the former students has offered textbooks and scholarships to outstanding students of the Faculty of Law and Political Sciences of the University of Chang. The members have also carried out a sports walk around the campus of the University of Chang and also paid an exchange visit to the Foreke Fondom in Chang. Eric Langmia Wofo, CRTV News, Chang.
Now in sports, and like you heard in one of our top stories, two new players have been called up in the Indomitable Lions' den ahead of their Day 5 and 6 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Namibia on Wednesday and Zimbabwe on the 19th of November here in Yaoundé. Midfielders Arthur Avom Ebong of Lorient and Willy Fir Younassou of another French League 2 side, Rodex, made up the 26 players summoned by coach Mark Brice for the upcoming encounters. Harrison Ashutiko has the list in the following report.
Mark Brice has made just 4 changes from the squad he used against Kenya. Darling Yongwa and Ivan Neyu are making a comeback, while Atu Avom Ebong and Wiliti Younassou are newcomers. On the goalpost, the Belgian tactician has maintained the 3 goalies, Andre Onana, Simon Omosala, and Gapan Dwebu. 10 defenders have been called up to ensure that the team doesn't concede. Darlene Yongwa, who last played for the Lions in the 2023 AFCON in Côte d'Ivoire, joins the regulars. Christopher Wo, Nuhu Tolo, Michael Ngandu, Fai Collins, and 5 other players to man the defense. 2 newcomers who play in the French League 2, Atu Avom Ebong of FC Lorient and Wiliti Younassou of Rodas are expected to partner with Frank Zambo Anguissa, Martin Hongla, Carlos Baleba and Ivan Neyu in the midfield to ensure that the balls get to the attackers. Kevin Kudo's current form with Damak FC in Saudi Arabia has been noticed by the technical bench of the Lions as he joins Captain Vincent Aboubakar, Brian Buemo, Boris Eno, Frank Magri, Mumin Gamalo and Patrick Soko up front. Even though the Indomitable Lions have already qualified for next year's AFCON in Morocco, Mark Brice says they are determined to win the 2 upcoming matches against Namibia on Wednesday in Johannesburg, South Africa, and against Zimbabwe in Yaoundé on the 19th of November.
We're here to perform, so we're going to perform. Although we're qualified already, but the 2 games stays important. You have to do everything to win the games.
The players are expected to begin arriving in Yaoundé in the hours ahead, as they will have their first training session this Monday.
Harrison Nashu reporting. Let's go to Kazakhstan, where the 49th World Sambo Championship ends today in Astana, with Cameroon occupying the 13th position after winning 2 bronze medals in a competition that brought together close to 80 countries from around the world. Joseph Besala in the minus 79 kilogram category combat sambo won the 2nd bronze for the country today. And for details, we connect with CRTV's envoy to Astana, Kazakhstan, Ben Collins Newberry. Good afternoon, Ben Collins.
Good afternoon, Ayi, and thanks for joining us here at the Zashlik Ospemkirov Martial Art Palace in Astana, Kazakhstan, that is characterized by a lot of electricity in the air. Fights for visually impaired are ongoing. The last discipline among 3 of the ongoing World Sambo Championship, FIAS 1, represented by Russia, is topping on the unofficial media chart, followed by Uzbekistan with 2 gold medals. The host, Kazakhstan, completes the podium with 2 gold medals. Cameroon's Sambo team, led by coach Atsang Beyeg William, occupies the 15th position after winning 2 bronze medals. Jumulu Seydou won the first bronze medal for Cameroon this Saturday after losing in the semi-final. Seydou came with the hopes of defending the titles he won in 2022 and 2023, but fell short of glory. The 2nd bronze medal for Cameroon was won by Besala Owono Joseph in his debut at the World Championship. The closing ceremony of the ongoing World Sambo Championship begins in the minutes ahead after these ongoing fights. Apart from the president of the International Sambo Federation, Shestakov Vasily, the president of Kazakhstan, Kasym Jomart Tokayev, is also expected here. Reporting from the Zakshilik Ospem Kirov Martial Art Palace in Astana, Kazakhstan, Ben Collins Nyeberiwo for the CRTV News.
And now to end the news, here once again are our top stories. 39 containers with materials and equipment for the Mbalam Nambeba iron ore project have arrived at the Kribi port, a giant project which should create thousands of jobs for Cameroonians. Special church services have taken place nationwide as the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon celebrates its 67th anniversary. And two new players are among the 26 players selected by Coach Mark Brice for upcoming encounters of the Indomitable Lions. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Daniel Sopo.
Madame, Monsieur, bonjour. Jeunesse en première ligne, c'est le thème de la Journée mondiale de la science au service de la paix et du développement qui se célèbre ce dimanche 10 novembre. À l'occasion de cette journée, les nations martèlent qu'il n'y a pas de temps à perdre, car à mi-parcours de la quête pour l'atteinte des 17 objectifs de développement durable d'ici à 2030, le verdict est cinglant. Le monde n'est pas sur la bonne voie, regrette en conclusion, les Nations Unies, la 9e édition du Youth Connect Africa Summit pourrait se tenir au Cameroun en 2026. Un nouveau défi qui intervient après la désignation du Camerounais Yann Gwet comme nouveau directeur exécutif du Youth Connect Africa Hub. L'intention favorable reçue a été formulée par le ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique Mounouna Foutso. Assistance aux victimes des inondations dans le département du Logone-Chari. 1000 kits scolaires et 60 kits pédagogiques ont été remis ce week-end aux sinistrés. Un appui du comité de mobilisation des fonds en faveur de ces victimes mis en place par la délégation permanente départementale du RDPC pour le Logone-Chari que dirige l'honorable Kamsouloum Abakabir, questeur à l'Assemblée nationale. Olive Christiane Mbolo, épouse Amba Sala, décédée le 7 octobre dernier des suites de maladie, a été conduite samedi à sa dernière demeure à Ayos, département du Nyon et Foumou. Au cours de la messe pontificale de Requiem, des prières ont été élevées vers le Très-Haut pour le repos de l'âme de la défunte. C'était en présence de plusieurs membres du gouvernement, des autorités administratives, politiques traditionnelles, religieuses, civiles et militaires, réunies autour du ministre délégué à la présidence, chargé de la défense, Joseph Betty Assomon, président du comité d'organisation des obsèques. La Presbyterian Church in Cameroun fête ses 67 ans. Pour remercier le Seigneur pour cet anniversaire, un culte d'action de grâce a été célébré ce dimanche. À Yaoundé, paroisse PCC Bastos, le révérend pasteur a prêché sur le thème de l'assurance et de la confiance en Dieu. En sport, le Cameroun dispute deux matchs les 13 et 19 novembre contre la Namibie et le Zimbabwe. Match des 5e et 6e journées des éliminatoires de la CAN Maroc 2025. Déjà qualifiés depuis la 4e journée, les Lions doivent consolider leur invincibilité et leur cohésion. C'est le message de l'entraîneur sélectionneur national. Mark Brice a rendu public la liste des 26 joueurs retenus pour ces deux matchs ce matin au cours d'une conférence de presse à la FECA Foot. Éliminatoire mondial U17, 29 Lions indomptables prennent part depuis hier et ce jusqu'au 29 novembre prochain au premier stage préparatoire qui se déroule au centre de l'excellence de Mbankomo dans le centre. La liste de l'entraîneur Joseph Ndoko est dominée par les joueurs évoluant dans les clubs locaux, notamment 4 gardiens de but, 9 défenseurs, 8 milieux de terrain et 8 attaquants. Madame, Messieurs, c'est la fin du TPM. Merci de l'avoir écouté. Restez à l'écoute des programmes de la CRTV.